89.7 WITR,
modern music and more, all that good stuff. Henrietta, forgot that.
Oh yeah, you know, that's important. 89.7 WITR, Henrietta, modern music and more.
Did you get a little tape recorder?
That's one of the two pieces of that that are essential. okay, I'm Tim, that's Tom, we're friggin' here.
Yep.
We're friggin' here with a squeaky microphone. Okay, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, Friday. I insist it's still Thursday, but I don't know. Every time Tom posts a playlist, he puts
Friday's
date on it. Because I guess technically it is Friday.
Yeah.
But it's Thursday night, damn it. Thursday night. Either way, we'll be here till 3, playing all kinds of funny stuff. If you want to hear anything that's funny, or if you just want to hear a long experimental song of some kind, you can call up and request one at 475-2271. You can fax us one, too, at 475-4988.
One of these days, we may actually get a fax.
We'll get one. Someone out there has a fax machine. I got one today, but it wasn't a request. It was something else.
Oh.
But I did get a fax. I had to run in here to get the number. Like, oh, yeah, we have a fax machine. Okay, we might do a giveaway, too, if we have any listeners. If we don't, if I sit here and I decide that no one's listening, I'm not going to give anything away. So call up and request stuff, and then that might be enough incentive for me to give something away later, which you could win. So, what'd you bring with you today, Tom? What are we going to hear later?
Brought a new song from Throwing Toasters. This weird band from California, from Long Beach. They used to be known as Headhunter Country.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those guys?
Yeah, Headhunter Country.
They're not much better.
They were on the Info Highway Roadkill, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
Which song did they do?
On that one, they did I Really Like Potatoes, Grant's Rant.
I like Grant's Rant.
Yeah, Grant's Rant was cool. What was the other one?
I don't remember. We should play something off of that. That was never pressed on CD or anything.
No, it wasn't.
It was only tape.
I still have the original tapes that everyone sent me, so I can bring those in.
That'd be cool. We should play Grant's Rant sometime.
Okay.
We should play that. Maybe next week, maybe the week after. I don't know. Are you going home for break?
No. No, I'll be here.
No? I'll be here, too. We'll be friggin' here. All over right. break. I think there's one show over break. I don't know.
We're it.
24 hours of friggin' here.
That'd be cool. That'd be tough, but that'd be cool. Tough.
You know what else we have to bring in again? We have to bring in the Weird Al Tribute Peter and the Wolf.
Peter and the Wolf. Oh, yeah.
That half hour thing.
Yeah.
We'll have to play that again.
Remind me. I'll bring it next week.
Bring it next week.
Okay. Thanks for reminding me.
You're welcome. Okay, so right now we're going to hear what I queue up. I queued up...
Friendly
Neighborhood Narco Agent off of some old, hard-to-find Dr. Demento compilation that I'm sure you can't get anymore.
No, you can't.
It's got all cool, kinds of cool stuff on it.
It's long out of print.
Well, I want one. Okay, well, we're going to hear that, and then I don't know what we're going to hear because I haven't queued anything up yet. But here's that.
You're strutting casually down the street when a man comes up to you looking beat with telltale traces of hippie on his chin. You say howdy and he says, hi, got anything that'll make me fly? And if you do, I surely wish you'd let me in on what you're dealing, brother. In your mind you start to ponder what to turn this fella on to, and then you get a look into his eyes. You find his beard is only makeup and his line is purely fake up. Then and only then you realize that he's your friendly neighborhood narco agent, friendly neighborhood narco man, courtesy of your local FBI. Your friendly neighborhood narco daddy, all Americans thinking Fetty, there to trip you up while you are high. You're sitting in the coffee house room when the waiter comes up to you with a broom and he asks to sweep the floor around your chair. When you ask him why, he says, routine, we like to keep our coffee clean, and he proceeds to tidy up with care. You light yourself a cigarette, find out soon as you got it lit that 40 newfound friends are by your side. And someone hands you a note that's pencil telling you your flight's been canceled just the same, you're going for a ride. With your friend, the neighborhood narco agent, friend, the neighborhood narco man, courtesy of your local FBI. Your friend, the neighborhood narco daddy, all Americans thinking Betty, there to trip you up while you are high. Now you duck into an alleyway thinking, hey, maybe I can cop a J and get back before the boss finds out I'm gone. Remembering the golden rule, you look both ways, make sure it's cool, and when there ain't a soul for miles around, you clutch your baggie full of weed and careful not to spill a seed, you roll a joint as big as Baltimore. And as you take that first big drag in a helicopter, drop the paddy wagon, and guess who's standing smiling by the door? It's your friend, the neighborhood narco agent, friend, the neighborhood narco man, courtesy of your local CIA. Your friend, the neighborhood college dropout, undercover cop or cop out, keeping law and order bright and gay. Yes, you find out that the freak you trusted is the thing that got you busted. And 20 years is a long time to stay on the ground.
Oh, my daddy, he was so mean, but you. to join when I play video games. And at every 10,000 points, I smoke to join. I smoke to join in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke to join before I smoke to join, and then I smoke to more.
She has a belly button ring, she smokes a cigarette. That pierced stone she has feels good during sex. She watches the replays, she likes my body. And if she was a spy, she'd show up the alley. Well, I don't wanna leave her, she doesn't wanna go. I'm gonna have to tell ya if you don't already know. She's a hip chick, hip chick. She's got all the latest and everything. She's a hip chick, hip chick. She thinks mean people suck, she's a Democrat. She runs every day, so you know she is a fat. Coffee from Starbucks, she drinks every day. And the gaps are in the mall is where she makes it pay. Yeah, she's got the best up, you know she's pretty cool. From the first moment I saw her, you know I was a fool. What a hip chick, hip chick. She's a hip chick, hip chick. Alanis Morissette. She's getting a tattoo and she likes Green Day. If she gets any hipper, she'll probably turn gay. Well, I don't wanna leave her, she doesn't wanna go. I'm gonna have to tell ya if you don't already know. Well, she's a hip chick, hip chick. She's up for the latest in everything. She's a hip chick.
hip chick. And if I have the money, I buy her a ring. She's a hip chick, hip chick. She's up to the latest thing and everything. She's a hip chick, hip chick. And if I have the money, I buy her a ring. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hello, and how did you find yourself this morning?
Well, I just rolled back the sheets, and there I was.
When Mr. Slater's parrot says, hello, an eagle likes to get one on the go. We hope to hear him smile. We love to hear him squeak. We like to see biting fingers in his horny beak. Sometimes he wants to whistle through his nose while picking up a peanut with his toes. If Johnny Morris had him on his show, you'd hear the purest favorite say, hello!
While I was singing you the last song, I was composing this one. Hello, 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 I never seen you here before. I come here all the time, I never seen you here before. But then again, I'm nearly blind, so how can I be sure? Hello, hello, all alone. Hello, hello, got no chaperone. Hello, hello, can I buy you a drink? Can I buy you a drink? I really like your hair, I like the way you wear your hair, I like the way you have it there above your head. I really like your hair, I like the way you wear your hair, I really like your hair. Do you want to go to bed? Hello, 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 isn't that divine? I knew you were a Capricorn, I knew it all the time. I used to be a Capricorn, but then I changed my mind. Hello, hello, you want to dance? Hello, hello, I can really dance. I bet if you closed your eyes, you would swear you was with Fred Astaire. I'm working on a screenplay, I'm working on a screenplay, I'm working on a movie in my head. I'm working on a screenplay, I'm working on a screenplay, I'm working on a screenplay. Do you want to go to bed? Have you heard the joke about the fiddler and the bee? It's a very, very funny joke, I'm sure you would agree. And I'll be glad to tell it to you if you'll marry me. Hello, hello, will you marry me? I love you, so will you marry me? Tell me your name and say you'll be my wife for the rest of my life. We'll build a house in the middle of the woods, nobody except me and you. We'll have Keith by the gaggle, a horse and a saddle, a brook that'll babble. I'll babble too. Wait a minute, wait a minute, there's something I forgot. I'm embarrassed to admit it, but there's something I forgot. Suddenly I have some kind of giant mental block. Suddenly I cannot remember. I'm so ashamed, I cannot remember. I swear to, I cannot remember my name. I've forgotten my name. I can't understand how it just slipped my mind. I used to use it all the time when I was young. I think it starts with a B or a K or a C. Wait, no, 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 no. It's on the tip of my tongue. Luckily, my name's printed on my underwear. Luckily, my mama sewed it into all my underwear. So I'm just kind of ducking to the men's room over there. I'll be right back. My love, will you wait for me? Kiss me and tell me you'll wait for me. I'll be back as soon as I know who I am. Will you wait until then? Will you wait until then? Will you wait until then? Woo!
Hey, this is a song that I wrote a couple weeks ago after I was at my nephew's house, and he's really into kid show performer people like Rafi and Yanni, so I decided that I should try to cash in on that scene, so if you guys could play along at home and act like a bunch of bratty five-year-olds, that'd be great. Hi, kids. How are you today? Well, I'm glad to hear that. Today we're going to do a science experiment. You like science? Yeah, me too. I want you all to go outside and look at the sun. Isn't it beautiful? The sun is 93 million miles away, and it heats our entire solar system. Pretty neat, huh? Now just keep looking at the sun. Don't turn your head away, silly. See those white spots in your eyes? That's your corneas burning up. Can you say permanent, optical, damage? Good! Oh, I'm the bad kid show host on PBS. From coast to coast, you should listen to me instead of your mom and dad. And Barney the dinosaur is just a prehistoric boar, 'cause he doesn't know how to be evil and bad. Okay, kids, today we're going to learn a new word. Hate. That's H-A-T-E. As in, I hate you, stupid little brat. Isn't it fun to tease? Speaking of hate, I've gotten a lot of letters from your parents lately. Mean letters. I don't think they like me very much. I don't think they like you either. Oh, all except for your mom, Billy. Your mom likes me a lot. Can you say adultery? Yeah, you got it. Well, that just about wraps up our lesson for today. But before I go, I want you to remember who your real friend is. Any ideas? It's me! That's right! I'm the one who gives you cigarettes! Yippee! Oh, I'm the bad kid show host on PBS. From coast to coast, you should listen to me instead of your mom and dad. And Barney the dinosaur is just a prehistoric boar, 'cause he doesn't know how to be evil and bad. Don't forget to...
against the candle and he started to smoke. And now we're all laughing at the dinosaur joke. Oh boy, Barney's on fire. It's what we've always desired. We'll watch the flames get higher. Just don't try to put him out. No longer ignited.
we're feeling somewhat slighted. He's laying in a heap on the floor. We poked him with a stick, but we had to be sure he was dead.
Every time we take a trip, you always get my goat. I like trains and buses, but you like a ferry boat. Well, the next time we go traveling, ships are out, and I declare. You go your way, I'll go mine, I'll meet you over there. You take a ship for yourself, I'll go by train or by myself. If you can't fly in planes or ride in buses or in trains, then go take a ship for yourself. Take a battleship, an excursion ship, or a fishing ship will do. And if you can't take a big ship, then take a small canoe. Bon voyage to you, my friend. I'll meet you at the journey's end. If you like briny seas, the rolling waves, an ocean breeze, then go take a ship for yourself. Sailing over the bounding main. Maybe that gives you pleasure, but it gives me an awful pain. Sailing, isn't it lovely weather? Perhaps I'll change my mind and we'll both take a ship together. Take a battleship, an excursion ship, or a fishing ship will do. And if you can't take a big ship, then take a small canoe. Bon voyage to you, my friend. I'll meet you at the journey's end. If you like briny seas, rolling waves, an ocean breeze, then go take a ship for yourself.
'89.7 and whatever.
Yeah. And Rick stole my chair.
Rick took your chair?
Yeah. Oh, well. Got another one.
Too bad for you. WITR.
Yeah, that too.
And friggin' here. All kinds of comedy. All kinds of funny stuff. All kinds of comedians.
Yeah, he's
all
so
kinds
excited,
of
you can tell, can't you?
Long experimental songs. Or... to put it another way.
Short experimental songs recorded in people's basements.
Actually, that one wasn't recorded in a basement.
No, that one wasn't. I was talking about one of the other ones, but...
Oh, the other... we're not that far yet. That thing that you just heard was Benny Bell. With Take a Ship for Yourself. Which, Benny Bell, if you don't know, is the guy that did Shaving Cream.
Yeah.
But... this was the song that he did before Shaving Cream, that everyone liked before, I guess, apparently.
I don't know. It's the first time I've heard it.
No, apparently this was what was recorded first, and then Shaving Cream came out sometime later. But yeah. Before that was None of the Above with Barney's on Fire. Before that was Wally Pleasant with Bad Kid Show Host. And there may be good news for Wally Pleasant fans. He may be coming to Rochester.
Oh, really?
Sometime.
I know you'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
You going to get him in the studio here with us?
Yes. If he's here. But, I don't know. I don't want to spread any rumors yet. But he might be in the area sometime in the near future. I'll let you all know, of course. And before that was Andy Breckman. With the Hello, Hello, Hello song off his first album, Don't Get Killed, which is also named with a song on that album, which is also pretty good. Before that was, finally, the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band.
Finally.
With Mr. Slater's Parrot.
Yeah, it's only 2 weeks late. Sorry about
only
that.
Only 2 weeks late. I did. I finally played it.
We do play all our requests, however late they may be.
Yeah. All of them. So you should request something. 475-2271. Before that was throwing toasters with Hip Chick by request. And the toys were before that was Smoke Two Joints. That was also by request. And Jeff Jason before that was Friendly Neighborhood Narco Agent, which wasn't by request, but should have been. We should do an all-request show.
It'll be a short show.
But no, we should do every song. We'll play all the songs that should be requested.
Okay, we can do it that way.
That's what we should do. All the songs that should be requested. Call up and tell me what songs should be requested to play on this show. You think they'll fall for it?
I doubt it.
No. Okay. I don't know. We're not going to give anything away at this rate. Okay, what are we going to play next?
Bulbous Bouffant.
Are we?
Are we? We are. That is what you're going to play next, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. I'll play that next. Bulbous Bouffant by, at the time, Radio Free Vestibule.
Yeah, they're now just called the Vestibule.
The Vestibules, because I believe they aren't part of CBC Radio anymore.
Well, they're not free anymore. They're
right.
Having to charge for their show.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, they're a group out of Montreal, I guess.
Yeah, I think.
Which is close to home for me. Too bad I never heard of them. Until I was already here. I don't know if they were out before or not. But, I don't know. They're pretty cool. And I'd like to get a CD eventually. I'm having a hard time tracking one down, though.
You will. Canadian comedy music is not widely distributed in the U.S.
Oh, I know, but I have their address. Okay. I could write to. I just don't. I try to avoid that snail mail thing. It's very expensive.
Yeah. Slow, too.
I can think of slower things. Okay. Anyway, we're going to do that, and then we're going to play. Oh, I don't know. What should we play after that?
I don't know.
How about the listeners can call us up and tell us what we should play?
Yeah, why don't they?
At 475-2271. But right now, we're going to hear Radio Free Vestibule.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you waiting for the bus?
Yes, I am, actually.
Hmm. I notice you're not wearing any galoshes.
No, I'm not. Sunny out there. No need for galoshes.
I'm wearing galoshes. Galoshes.
Uh-huh.
Did you read the papers today?
No, I haven't had a
chance.
Did
you read the thing about the Eskimos?
No.
Well, the article was saying that the Eskimos will eat the fat from the whales.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what that's called?
No, I don't.
Blubber.
Ah, right.
Blubber.
Yeah, blubber.
That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Blubber.
Right.
The Eskimos eat the blubber.
Uh-huh.
And the blubber will come from different kinds of whales, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it will come from a beluga whale.
Uh-huh.
Beluga.
Right, yeah.
They don't wear galoshes.
Who, the whale?
No, the Eskimos.
Oh, no, that's right, they don't.
They wear mukluks.
Uh-huh.
Mukluks.
That's right, mukluks.
Mukluks.
Yeah, mukluks.
Say it again.
Mukluks.
Say it louder.
Mukluks.
Good, eh?
Yeah, it is a good one. I didn't want to say it, but I like it.
Say, galoshes.
Galoshes.
Good, eh?
Yeah.
Galoshes.
Galoshes.
Beluga.
Beluga.
Blubber, blubber, blubber,
blubber.
Mukluks. Blubber,
beluga. Excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt whatever it is you were doing there.
It's okay.
Okay, I just wanted to know if this is where the bus stops.
Yeah, they should be here any minute, actually.
Oh, I see. Well, sorry to disturb you.
That's okay, we were just,
Sir?
Yes? Psst. Yeah?
Look over there.
Across the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See that lady?
Yes.
What kind of hairstyle does she have?
That looks like a bouffant.
Yes, a bouffant.
Yes, a bouffant.
Actually, I couldn't help noticing that myself. It's sort of what you might call a bulbous bouffant.
Yes, a bulbous bouffant.
Bulbous bouffant.
Bouffant.
Blubber.
Galoshes.
Mucklock.
Bulbous bouffant.
Mucklock.
Macadamia.
Ooh.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Blubber. Macadamia.
Blubber.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Blubber.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Blue.
Bouffant. Plethora.
Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Blue.
Bouffant.
Plethora.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Blue.
Bouffant.
Plethora.
Gazebo.
Blue.
Bouffant.
Plethora.
Gazebo.
Blue.
Bus. Ah, here comes the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Well, your mother was there to protect you. Your papa was there to provide. So how in the world did the Exelon baby wind up in this hotel? So frog on inside, you lie on your bed in the midnight dawn, listening to every sound, watching the shadows or anything moving and hoping they don't come around. Cause it's the dark, we're gonna make it.
in the food chain. Love among the ruins. I guess that you finally come to accept it's just nothing you can do about it. Kinda like carving the turkey. Kinda like mowing the lawn.
One of my legs is shorter than the other, and both of my feet's too long. Forcing out right along with them, I got no natural rhythm. But I go dancing every night, hoping one day I might get it right. I'm a dancing fool. Out of my seat, but I can't compete, cause I'm a dancing fool, dancing fool. The disco folks all dressed up,
like they'd fit to kill. I walk on in and see them there, gonna give them all a thrill. When they see me coming, they all steps aside. They have a bit while I commit my social suicide. I'm a dancing fool.
I wish I had more chromosomes today. Oh, well, I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I
wished I had more chromo.
More chromo DNA.
I'd like to be from Trinidad. You're not, you're not. I wish Lord Beginner was my dad. He isn't, he isn't. I wish I was from the land of the sun. I'd like to be from the land of the sea, but I'm not. I'm from Ohio. There is no cure for my condition. No cure, no cure. I wish I was instead of just wishing. No cure, no cure. I can't be Bella Fonny, a calypso singer in a rock and roll body. I'm trapped. I'm from Ohio. I can't be what I want to be, and no operation's gonna save me. I was born in 1963 in Ohio. I know I won't be the king of calypso. I can barely sing as it is, though. You don't even have to say it, I already know.
WITR Henrietta.
Cello music and more.
Cello music and more. Gideon Freudman, my favorite background artist.
Yeah.
It's great for the background. It's such a great CD. But, I don't know. It's Ed's Redeeming Qualities. The King of Calypso.
Are they the ones that did Christmas in Vermont?
They did Christmas in Vermont.
I recognize his voice. And it was kind of...
They also did... it's on the same album. It's All Good News. And there's a soundtrack, some movie, Ed's something or other.
Beats me.
And it's the same Ed.
Really?
As in Ed's Redeeming Qualities, because it's the same guy. There's like six Ed's Redeeming Qualities songs on the soundtrack.
Huh.
It's, I forget.
Oh, well.
Some, you know, hokey love thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, Ed's Redeeming Qualities with King of Calypso. And before that was the Poxy Bogards with Inbred Vocals. And before that was Frank Zappa with Dancing Fool. And the Time Lords by Request before that with Doctor in the TARDIS. Tony O'K before that with Life in the Food Chain. And we started off with Radio Free Vestibule and Bulbous Bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo. We should do that. We could do that. We could get that going.
Oh, yeah.
Right here. Do it during a break. Or not.
Yeah.
I don't know. Should we do a giveaway?
Let's do a giveaway.
Let's do a giveaway. We're going to give away... What do we have to give away? We have a... let me grab it here. It's a Four Postmen tape. You know who the Four Postmen are?
They're the ones who did Rabbit Valley.
They did Rabbit Valley. And they did Bloodsucking Postmen. They did 4 years of high school Spanish, which is on the Dr. Demento Basement Tapes 5. And nowhere else, although they're putting together a new album. Did
are
you
they?
Know that? I got an email today asking people for input as to which of their songs should go on the new album.
Oh, cool.
I don't know any of them except, you know, 4 years of high school Spanish, which is going to end up on the album anyway.
Probably, yeah.
And I don't know, is the Lotto one the old one? I don't remember. But that's on here, too. It's a three-song tape, demo tape type of deal. The Lotto, Rabbit Valley, and 4 years of high school Spanish.
Rabbit Valley is an awesome song, I must say.
Yes, it is. They're both... I don't know. The Lotto is kind of cool, too.
I don't think I've ever heard the Lotto.
All three songs are fairly funny. We're going to give this away to... what we're going to do is, after this break, we're going to play a song that all of you probably have heard, but not the version we're going to play. And it's a remake of a song, and what I want you to do is tell me who sang the original version.
Yeah, the original song is a classic novelty song.
It is, and you should recognize the song, but you have to... I don't care who's doing this one. I know who's doing this one. I want you to tell me who did the original.
The original.
So, when this break is over.
Which should be any time now.
Any time now. There's only 36 seconds left in the Gideon Friedman cello music song. Maybe I'll just fade it out and play this other song.
Maybe you can use some of those laughs.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I don't care? Well, you left me anyhow and then the days get worse and worse and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. They're coming to take me away, haha. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my head, right? You know you laughed, I heard you laugh. You laughed and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. They're coming to take me away, ha ha. They're coming to take me away, ho ho.
Ha ha ha!
Diallo? Diallo?
This next song is about bunnies.
Not too long ago, somebody came up to me and said, Postman, if you're going to go to the trouble of opening up your mouth to sing, you might as well have something to sing about. I said, what's your point?
Only a question.
to pick up with guns and pork and beans. Lots of toilet paper and girly magazines. We hit the ruts in four-wheel drive, then we drag a beer. By the time we get to camp, we're into crawler gear. We jitter on the campfire, rust and sniff each other. Bankers, lawyers, garbage men, out here we're hunting brothers. Hunting is a manly thing, girls don't understand. We're the men, the hunters, the masters of the land. We post, we lie a lot, and drink a lot of beer. We melt, we stink, we bond, we drink, and always get a deer. We're wide awake and ready, right at the crack of noon. Go and stalk that savage beast, just like Daniel Boone. You think you hear a fox snort, or maybe it's a bear. But it's just another hunter, passing stinky air. Sitting in that deer blind, you know what freedom is. You don't have to go and hide, just to take a whiz. Just stand out in the open, draw pictures in the snow. Wear that stable underwear for 2 weeks in a row. Hunting is a manly thing, girls don't understand. We're the men, the hunters, the masters of the land. We post, we lie a lot and drink a lot of beer. We melt, we stink, we bond, we drink and always get a deer. Guns, put on our hunting shirt, grab a can of deer scent, give a couple squirts. Through the savage wilderness, we move without a sound. Finally up ahead, we see our favorite hunting ground. We all grab an empty post on Mahogany Ridge, right next to that jukebox, the peanuts and fridge. Old swamp bucks all gather round, snorting shots and beers, watching out the bucks in rough shape. Deer. Hunting is a manly thing, girls don't understand. We're the men, the hunters, the masters of the land. We post, lie a lot, and drink a lot of beer. We belt, we stink, we bond, we drink, and always get a deer.
Well, it's getting to be that time of year again, right, boys?
Yeah.
I've got another big deer story for you. The 30-point buck, tail number two. I was throwing the cows over to fence some hay. The chores were all done. It was opening day. Orion the hunter was fading in the sky. It was almost time for the lead to fly.
I made it to the shack.
Just before light, the boys had been drinking since all through the night. They were singing our favorite deer hunting tune about that yahoo named Clyde and his gun. But now there's Polly the poor girl. He's a dirty, dirty 10-gauge sight by each tomahawk over and under with cruise control.
With the photon phaser banana clip? Yeah, yeah, the model IRS-DS. Interswap radioactive scud insider.
Oh, it's got a 30,000 gigawatt deer shiner and cigarette lighter in the butt.
Like a brown girl.
As the season began, the boys were running around in circles looking for their stands. We watch hunting videos by all the big game studs like Ted Bear, Fred Nugent, and Elmer Fudd.
Kill the rabbits, kill the rabbits, kill the white quail.
It's deer season, you know. So I'm up in my tree, nothing's moving, except the bees in my gut. The gurgling and a brewing. I puckered up my teeth, tree, tried to hold back. Upside down, burning right off the stand. 10 feet off the ground, it's got stuck in midair.
That sure did suck.
Next, when I seen it there, the 30-point buck.
The 30-point buck.
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer? Did you see the 30-pointer? Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see that 30-point buck? Godzilla with horns was snorting at me. There was fire in his eyes and bag tags in his teeth. I swung the gun around. That buck was all mine. Here's old 30-30.
Could bring down Frankenstein.
I'm gonna give that mega buck the power ball, yep, right
up your bingo hole. Yeah, and the winning number is... As the gun went off, smoke covered my face. The bullet ricocheted off his arms and snapped my foot legs. I landed right on his points, falling back to the ground. Anders caught my poop, I started dragging me around. And there he was.
Dunkin',
Dunkin'. That punk was really drunk. Off his nose, landed flat on my cakes. And the buck beaver standing sky high. I yelled, shoot him, boy, shoot him, that's something to be. Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Yeah, it was a 30-point buck.
Did you see the 30-pointer? Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-point buck? Yeah, we threw everything we had at him. Sandwiches, candy bars. Finally, that idiot from Illinois nailed him between the eyes with a Zippo and a roll of toilet paper. Yeah, the woods were on fire like a napalm bomb, and then a big flash of white, and there he was, gone.
Thank you. As your family tried in powder mill, as your family tried in powder mill, oh, if the family's tried them, you know you satisfied them. They're the real hot item powder mill.
Powder mill biscuits. Heaven's so tasty. And that's the biscuit.
Religion and politics often make some people lose all perspective and give way to ranting and raving and carrying on like emotional children. They either refuse to discuss it with reason or else they prefer argumentum ad hominem, which is a hell of a way to conduct a discussion. Well, anyhow, not long ago, I was talking about the elections and how the campaigns were ignoring the issues and sticking instead to invective and personal crap that had nothing to do with the substantive problems of running a government, which is all true, as you know, if you followed the speeches and so-called debates of the candidates. Anyhow, one of the guys I was talking with said not a word in the whole conversation except at the end, when he suddenly chuckled and said we were all full of shit and why didn't we go live in Russia or China if that was the way we all hated the United States of America. Next thing you know, the whole blooming discussion was more like a brawl and the epithets flew thick and fast and the noise was incredible. Someone said son of a bitch and I think he said bastard. I couldn't be sure. It was also confusing. Well, anyhow, I was attempting to get it all back on a rational level. I tried, for example, to talk to the one who had started it all and I asked him just what did he mean we were all full of shit. Was he making a statement of fact as he knew it and where was his documentation to back up his claim? I think Socrates would have been proud of the way I refuted his argument. That is, I tried to refute it, but all he could offer by way of rebuttal was more of the same about how we were all full of shit, but he wouldn't say why. He just kept on repeating it. That and the part about Russia and China and communist dupes, and I'll have to confess that I got a bit angry and told him to stuff his ideas up his shit, which you don't have to tell me is hardly a way to convince anyone in an argument. Then he got salty and threatened to give me a punch in the mouth if I didn't shut up, and I really got hot, and the others did too, and we all beat the shit out of Mr. Conservative, and after all, he had only himself to be blamed. This is still a free country, and anyone telling a fellow like me, brother, you're full of shit, better be good and ready to answer politely when asked if he'd care to say why.
On the street, maybe a bookstore, someone bumps into someone playfully.
You again?
Why, no. I'm stalking you.
Oh, really? The neighbors have been saying there was a man with a slightly gray, focused demeanor standing for a long time in my hedge, neck pivoted to my window.
Yep, that's me.
Right. Well, it's good to finally meet you.
Nice to finally meet you.
So, how you been?
Oh, pretty good. You know, same old, same old.
I guess you're not going to ask me how I've been, because you've been watching me.
I've been watching you.
Right. So, what you been up to?
Oh, you know, not too much. The stalking keeps me pretty busy. And actually, I've got a bit of a cold right now, because it's really lousy weather for stalking.
Can I ask you one question?
Shoot.
Why are you stalking me?
Because you are the one. You are the unspoiled virgin bride. You are the blonde canvas on which I will paint my future. Don't you remember you smiled at me once in the croissant tree? We never spoke. We didn't have to. You chose me. Now I stand outside your window waiting. I stand there, and when you go to sleep, I become calm. I can feel my heartbeat slow down and beat just like yours.
Yeah.
Anyway, happy shopping.
Thanks, and happy stalking.
Thanks.
See you around. Yeah.
Hey, you changed your answering machine code, eh?
My code. Yeah. I have to get going now.
Oh, okay.
Somebody waiting to
support. Really cool. Nice meeting you. That went well.
You're scared of the dark?
I've never been scared of the dark.
Well, if I had a big horse pistol like that, I wouldn't be scared of no booger man.
I'm not scared of no booger man.
When I was a child, I'd love to pick 'em. Roll 'em, eat 'em, wipe 'em, flick 'em. My mommy would tell me they're not good to eat. And if I kept picking up there, my nose would bleed.
Eat a booger, eat a booger. When I was a kid, that's all I would do. Eat a booger.
to a teen so mature. New trials in life I had to endure. My childhood habits I was told I must lick. So now I must go to my closet to pick. Eat a booger, eat a booger. When I was a kid, that's all I would do. Eat a booger, eat a booger. When you were a kid, I bet you did too. Now I'm all grown up, and I've got a job and wife. A pillar of society I stand for in life. I'll drive a nice car, I'll even wear nice clothes. But doggone if I'll ever stop picking my nose! Eat a booger, eat a booger. When I was a kid, that's all I wanna do. Eat a booger, eat a booger. When you were a kid, I bet you did too. Eat a booger, eat a booger. When I was a kid, that's all I would do. Eat a booger, eat a booger. When you were a kid, I bet you did too. When you were a kid, I bet you did too. When you were a kid, I bet you did too. No wet ones, please. Put your razor blade through your nose, whip your partner with a rubber hose, spit at the band, cause that's the way it goes. Do the punk, drink a little beer and drink a little scotch, turn around and kick your neighbor in the crotch. It's no fun if you just sit and watch. Do the punk. Jump, 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 come and have a play. Grab a safety pin into your face. Excuse me while I leave the human race. To do the fun, polka. Nothing but death, nothing but death, nothing but death and destruction. Bad breath, armpit, terminal agony. Nothing but death for me.
I was waiting for that cello.
It's not a cello. Well,
isn't it?
I don't think it is.
Ah, okay.
It's kind of interesting, though, if you listen to it. WITR, Henrietta, Modern Music and More. In case you're wondering, in the background is a track, Peregrine Panther, off of a CD called Mischief of Mozart. It's kind of interesting. They take two songs and mix them together really well and have an orchestra perform. What did we have that whole last set? We had the Tunes with a punk polka. And Boogerman before that with Eat a Booger. Bruce McCulloch with Stalking, Scott Beach with Religion and Politics, Garrison Keillor with the Powder Milk Biscuit theme, the Beastly Boys with Squirrels, Bananas at Large with 30 Point Buck 2, the Youpers with Mighty Manly Hunting Men, the Rebels with Questionnaire, the Four Postmen with Rabbit Valley, which is on that tape that I tried to give away by playing They're Coming to Take Me Away, Haha, by Jeff Newman, and no one could tell me who originally sang that.
Nobody knows. It's depressing that nobody knows. Either that or nobody's
well,
listening.
Yeah, I have a feeling that just nobody wants the tape.
Why, it's
that's
a good tape.
I'm thinking. But we're not going to tell you who sang it.
Yeah,
don't think
time.
We're going to... Yeah, there's still... We're still friggin' here for another half an hour. So... You still got time to call up and win this tape, Four Postmen tape, by telling me who sang They're Coming to Take Me Away, Haha, originally back in 1966. Actually, I think it was released in 65.
Probably.
But in 66.
It charted in 66.
Got number 3.
Number 3.
On the top 40 Billboard charts.
Yeah.
In 66.
Back when novelty songs actually used to make the top 40.
Oh, come on, they still do. Weird Al charted.
Weird Al.
Weird Al charted.
That's about it.
Yeah. Monty Python got number one in England.
Maybe someday you'll see Sudden Death on the top 40. But
82, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Whatever your Life of Brian came out.
Yeah.
Because Always Look on the Bright Side of Life was number one in England for a while. Which is kind of funny. So, what are we going to play? Speaking of which, we're going to play some Monty Python.
Cool.
I didn't even realize that.
What a segue.
What a segue, and I didn't even plan it. We're going to play a sketch from Monty Python. We're going to do a lot of sketches. I don't play as much sketch stuff as I'd like to. So I think I'm going to play some. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to start it with Monty Python. And Bookshop. Do you know that one?
No, not offhand.
It's funny. Bookshop, off of the big-ass final ripoff thing that I have. Of all the things I choose. But anyway, okay, here it is. Bookshop, Monty Python.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
Yes. Do you have a copy of 30 Days in the Samarkand Desert with the Duchess of Kent by A.E.J. Elliott, O.B.E.?
Well, I don't know the book, sir.
Never mind. How about 101 Ways to Start a Fight?
By?
An Irish gentleman whose name eludes me for the moment.
No, we haven't got it in stock, sir.
Not to worry. Can you help me with David Copperfield?
Ah, yes, Dickens.
No.
A big one?
No, Edmund Wells.
I think you'll find Charles Dickens wrote David Copperfield, sir.
No. Dickens wrote David Copperfield with two P's. This is David Copperfield with one P by Edmund Wells.
David Copperfield with one P?
Yes, I should have said.
Yes, well, in that case, we don't have it.
Funny, you've got a lot of books here.
Yes, we do, but we don't have David Copperfield with one P by Edmund Wells.
Are you quite sure?
Quite.
Not worth just looking?
Definitely not.
How about Great Expectations?
Yes, well, we have that.
That's G-R-A-T-E Expectations, also by Edmund Wells.
Yes, well, in that case, we don't have it. We don't have anything by Edmund Wells. Actually, he's not very popular.
Not Nicholas Nickleby? That's K-N-I-C-K-E-R-L-E-S-S?
No.
Christmas Carol with a K?
No.
How about A Sale of Two Titties?
Definitely not.
Sorry to trouble you.
Not at all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh,
yes.
I wonder if you might have a copy of Barnaby Budd.
No, as I say, we're right out of Edmund Wells.
No, not Edmund Wells. Charles Dickens.
Charles Dickens?
Yes.
You mean Barnaby Rudge?
No, Barnaby Budd by Charles Dickens. That's Dickens with two K's, the well-known Dutch author.
No, well, we don't have a Barnaby Budge by Charles Dickens with two K's, the well-known Dutch author. And perhaps to save time, I should add that we don't have Carnaby Fudge by Charles Dickens, or Farnborough Sludge by Miles Pickens, or even Stickwick Stapers by Farles Wickens with four M's and a silent Q. Why don't you try W.H. Smith?
I did. They sent me here.
Did they?
I wonder...
Oh, do go on, please.
I wonder if you might have The Amazing Adventures of Captain Gladys Stoat pamphlet and her intrepid spaniel Stig amongst the giant pygmies of Beccles. Of volume 8.
No, we don't have that. funny. We've got a lot of books here. Well, I mustn't keep you standing here.
Well,
we haven't. No, we haven't. Sorry, it's 1 o'clock now.
I saw it over there. I saw it.
What?
I saw it over there. Olson's Standard Book of British Birds.
Olson's Standard Book of British Birds?
Yes.
O-L-S-E-N?
Yes.
B-I-R-D-S?
Yes.
Yes, well, we do have that, as a matter of fact.
The expurgated version.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
The expurgated version. The
expurgated version of Olson's Standard Book of British Birds?
The one without the gannet.
The one without the gannet? They've all got the gannet. It's a standard British bird, the gannet. It's in all the books.
Well, I don't like them. They wet their nests.
All right, I'll remove it. Any other birds you don't like?
I don't like the robin.
The robin? Right, the robin. There you are. Any others you don't like? Any others?
The nuthatch.
Right, the nuthatch, the nuthatch, the nuthatch. Here we are. There you are. No gannets, no robins, no nuthatches. There's your book.
I can't buy that. It's torn. I wonder if you have...
Go on, ask me anything. We got lots of books here, you know. It's a bookshop.
How about Biggles Combs His Hair?
No, we don't have that one. Silly.
The Gospel According to Charlie Drake?
No. Try me again.
I know. Ethel the Aardvark Goes Quantity Surveying.
No. What?
Ethel the Aardvark Goes Quantity Surveying.
Ethel the Aardvark... I've got it! I've seen it somewhere! I know what you have! Yes! Here we are! Ethel the Aardvark Goes Quantity Surveying! There's your book! Now, buy it!
I don't have enough money.
I'll take a deposit.
I don't have any money.
I'll take a check.
I don't have a checkbook.
I'll take a black one.
I haven't got a bank account.
Right! I'll buy it for you! There you are. There's your change. There's some money for a taxi on the way home. There's your book.
Wait.
What? I can't read. You can't read. Right. Sit down. Sit down. Are you sitting comfortably? Right. Ethel the Aardvark was hopping down the river valley.
I used to be Irish Catholic. Now I'm an American. You know, you grow. I was from one of those Irish neighborhoods in New York. One of those kind of parish schools. It wasn't typical. It was Corpus Christi was the name of it. Could have been any Catholic church, right? Our Lady of Great Agony. St. Rita Moreno. Our Lady of Perpetual Motion. What's the difference? What's the call? You know. The church part and the neighborhood part were typical, but the school was not. It wasn't one of those old-fashioned parish kind of prison schools with a lot of corporal punishment and Sister Mary discipline with a steel ruler, right? You fall 2 years behind in penmanship, right?
Well, he's behind in penmanship, Mrs. Carlin. I don't know why.
Well, he's crippled. He's trying to learn to write with his left hand, right? We didn't have that. We got lucky, you know. Got into a school where the pastor was kind of into John Dewey and progressive education, and he talked the diocese, into experimenting in our parish with progressive education and whipping the religion on us anyway and see what would happen with the two of them there. And worked out kind of nice. There was a lot of classroom freedom. There was no, for instance, there were no grades or marks, you know, no report cards to sweat out or any of that. There were no uniforms. There was no sexual segregation, boys and girls together, and the desks weren't all nailed down in a row, you know. They were movable desks, and you had new friends every month. It was nice. Like I say, a lot of classroom freedom. In fact, there was so much freedom that by eighth grade, many of us had lost the faith. Because they made questioners out of us, and they really didn't have any answers, you know. They'd fall back on,
well, it's a mystery.
Oh, thank you, Father. Mystery? I don't know. What's he talking about? Mystery. Part of class clown was being an imitator, as you probably noticed, but I used to imitate the priests, which was right on the verge of blasphemy, you know. I could do them all rather well. I did Father Byrne the best. Father Byrne was the one who used to celebrate the children's mass. I always thought that was great, celebrate mass.
Yeah, man.
Father Byrne did the children's mass, did the sermon every week. He used to do parables about Dusty and Buddy. Dusty was a Catholic, and Buddy was not. and Buddy was always trying to talk Dusty into having a hot dog on Friday.
Dungeons and Dragons. Satan's game. Your children, like it or not, are attracted in their weaker years to the occult. And a game like D&D fuels their imagination and makes them feel special, while drawing them deeper and deeper into the bowels of El Diablo. This afternoon, the Dead Alewives Watchtower invites you to sit in on an actual gaming session. Observe the previously unobservable as a hidden camera takes you to the inner sanctum of Dungeons and Dragons.
Galstaff, you have entered the door to the north. You are now by yourself, standing in a dark room. The pungent stench of mildew emanates from the wet dungeon walls.
Where are the Cheetos?
They're right next to you.
I cast the spell. Where's the Mountain Dew?
In the fridge, duh.
I want to cast a spell.
Can I have a Mountain Dew?
Yes, you can have a Mountain Dew. Just go get it.
I can cast any of these, right? On the list?
Yes, any of the first level ones.
I'm going to get a soda. Anyone want one? Hey, Graham, I'm not in the room, right?
What room? I want to cast Magic Missile.
A room where he's casting all these spells from.
He hasn't cast anything yet. I am, though, if you'd listen. I'm casting Magic Missile.
Why are you casting Magic Missile? There's nothing to attack here.
I'm attacking the darkness. Fine. You attack the darkness. There's an elf in front of you.
Whoa! That's me, right?
He's wearing a brown tunic, and he has gray hair and blue eyes.
No, I don't. I have gray eyes.
Let me see that sheet.
Well, it says I have blue, but I decided I wanted gray eyes.
Whatever. Okay, you guys can talk to each other now if you want.
Hello.
Hello.
I am Galstaff, Sorcerer of Light.
Then how come you had to cast Magic Missile?
you guys are being attacked.
Do I see that happening?
No, you're outside by the tavern.
Cool, I get drunk.
There are seven ogres surrounding you.
How could they surround us? I had Mordenkainen's magical watchdog cast.
No, you didn't.
I'm getting drunk. Are there any girls there?
I totally did. You asked me if I wanted any equipment before this adventure, and I said no. But I need material components for all my spells, so I cast Mordenkainen's faithful watchdog.
But you never actually cast it.
Roll the dice to see if I'm getting drunk.
Yeah, you are.
Are there any girls there?
Yeah.
I did, though. I completely said when you asked me.
No, you didn't. You didn't actually say that you were casting the spell. So now there's ogres, okay?
Ogres? Man, I got an ogre slaying knife. It's got a +9 against ogres.
You're not there. You're getting drunk.
Okay, but if there's any girls there, I want to do them.
There you have it. A frightening look into America's most frightening pastime. Remember that it's not your children's fault that they're being drawn into a satanic world of nightmare. It's their gym teacher's fault for making them feel outcast when they couldn't do one single pull-up.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show, Let's Make a Dope Deal. Yes, Let's Make a Dope Deal, where young pushers try to parlay their stash into that really big connection and jump up into dinner hood. And our first contestant today on Let's Make a Dope Deal is former head of the philosophy department at Harvard University. He is the holder of a PhD, an MA, a BA, and is a BMF besides. Would you please give a big warm welcome for Bob Bitson? Come on, let me hear it, Bob Bitson. Here he is all the way from Harvard, Bob Bitson. Well, it's really great to have you on the show tonight, Bob. How you doing?
Bitchin'.
Well, listen, that far out and solid and right on, Bob. Tell us, Bob, here's the question I ask of all our contestants. What made you drop out?
Well, a lot of people think it was the 400 acid trips they took, you know.
Uh-huh, but what was it really, Bob?
One day I played Black Sabbath at 78 speed, man.
And then what happened?
I saw God.
You saw God. Well, that sounds like true enlightenment to me,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah, it was grand
Bob, fun. What have you been doing with all those degrees? I noticed you had a PhD, an MA, and a BA. What have you been doing with all that knowledge?
Making candles, man.
Making candles. Well, that sounds creative. Bob, what kind of candles are they?
Oh, they're really neat table candles, you know.
Table candles?
Yeah, you pour wax on a table.
Uh-huh.
And you set it on fire, man.
Well, that sounds like a hot item, Bob. Okay, you ready to play our game?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Now, you know the rules. You get funded with a stash of 50 keys, and you can wager part of them or just some of them on any one of our tests.
50 keys?
50 keys.
Can I quit now?
No, not yet, Bob. You have to play our game. Okay, Bob, how many want to wager on the first test?
All of them.
All of them is going to shoot the works on Mainline, as we call it here on Let's Make a Dope Deal. Okay, Bob, for 50 keys, what is your name? You have 60 seconds.
Hey, I know that one.
Starts with a B.
Father, what is it, man?
I knew it when I came in here, man.
Ends with a B.
No, don't tell me.
10 seconds, Bob.
Wow.
And you win 50 keys for the 10th vote here on Let's Make a Dope Deal.
How do you get on?
Oh, boy, Bob, now you have 100 keys. Almost dead. Okay, here we go for the second plateau. How many keys do you want to wager this time?
All of them.
All of them is going to shoot the works again, huh? What balls he has. Okay, here we go, Bob. For another 100 keys. How many joints are in a lid? 30 seconds.
Oh, I know that one.
Two.
Yeah, I roll big joints.
I just say that's okay. They roll big joints too. Ooh, you and another game. Boy, the
pressure's
building. Here we go, Bob.
Okay, man.
Okay, dude, now we're going to the big and final test. Okay, in front of you, you see three doors marked: door number one, door number two, and door number three.
Number
behind
three.
One of those doors, Bob.
Number three, man.
50 pounds of Lebanese blonde hash. Makes your eyes red just thinking about them, huh? Okay,
number
Bob,
three,
I'm
going to
make
man.
You do it. I'll give you $50 and 50 reds for your keys right now.
Oh, take the red.
No,
man.
I'll give you $1,000 and 50 reds.
I want the hash.
He wants the hash. Okay, Bob, here we go.
Okay,
now I must remind you that behind the other two doors are narcs. Okay, Bob, here we go. What'll it be? Will it be door number one, door number two, or
what?
Narcs. There's two narcs behind the other
I'll take the red, man.
I'm sorry, Bob. It's too late. You have to choose. What'll it be? One? Two or three?
Number three.
Four. No, Bob. No, going three. No, you're getting nervous. Okay. One, two, or three. Two, one.
Two, one. No, number three, man. Number three.
One,
one
two. Three, two, one. One. Black light, no tap back. Okay. You chose door number one. Let's see what's behind that door. It's Officer O'Malley, the FBI. You are busted.
Turn
us next week. We have left. Make a dope deal.
What happened?
Approach, students. Close the circle at the feet of the master. You have come to me asking that I be your guide along the path of Tai Quan Leap. But be warned, to learn its ways, you must learn the ways of your own soul. Let us meditate upon this wisdom now. So,
Sir! Sir!
Who disturbs our meditation as a pebble disturbs the stillness of the pond?
Me! Ed Gruberman?
Ed Gruberman.
Yeah, no disrespect or nothing, but, how long is this going to take?
Tai Quan Leap is not a path to a door, but a road leading forever towards the horizon.
So, what, an hour or so?
No, we have not even begun upon the path. Ed Gruberman, you must learn patience.
Yeah, patience. How long will that take?
Time has no meaning. To a true student, a year is as a day.
A year? I want to beat people up right now. I got the pajamas.
Beat people up?
Yeah, just show me all those nifty moves so I can start crashing bozos. That's all I came here for.
The only use of Tai Quan Leap is self-defense. Do you know who said that? Ki Lo Ni, the great teacher.
Yeah? Well, the best defense is a good offense. You know who said that? Mel, the cook on Alice.
Well, Tai Quan Leap is the wine of purity, not the vinegar of hostility. Meditate upon this truth with us.
Listen, shrimp. Now, are you going to show me some fancy moves, or am I going to start waping the walls with you?
Ed Gruberman, you failed to grasp Taekwon Leap. Approach me that you might see.
All right, finally some action.
Observe closely, class. Boot to the head.
Ow, you wounded me in the head!
You are lucky, Ed Gruberman. Few novices experience so much of Taekwon Leap so soon. Now we continue.
Hey, I wasn't ready. Come and get me now, Smarty, huh? Come on, are you chicken?
Boot to the head.
Oh! Okay, now I'm ready. Okay, now. Come on, try it now.
Boot to the head.
Mind if I just lie down here for a minute?
Now, class, we shall return
master,
to our... It is wrong to tip the vessel of knowledge, student.
Many apologies, master, but I feel Ed Gruberman is not wholly wrong.
What do you mean?
I want to boot some head, too.
Have you learned nothing from the lesson of Ed Gruberman?
Yes, master. I have learned two things. First, that anger is a weapon only to one's opponent.
Very good.
And secondly, get in the first shot. Boot to the head.
You missed.
Yeah, well...
You too shall be honored
you know,
to
I
learn a lesson.
You don't have to, you know.
Boot to
I,
the
I
head.
I gotta be gone.
Can anyone tell us what lesson has been learned here?
Yes, master. Not a single one of us could defeat you.
You gain wisdom, child.
So we'll have to gang up on you. Get him down!
Boot to the head. Now, class, let us rejoin the mind to the body and gaze into the heart of the candle in meditation. Very good, class.
Talking in movie shows, people smoking in bed, people voting Republican, give them a boot to the head.
Individuals have responded to the call of the sea to hunt the huge, venerable, and mighty smart mammals known as whales. To this day, stalwart sailors across the vast Pacific carry on this bold tradition. And as they do, they sing. Well, no, they don't.
Away, away, we go. Brother, our fortune does flow from the briny below. We thus bid for fortune upon the high seas to join the brave whalers in their reveries. So we went to college and got our degrees in whaling, oh whaling. Fathers were whalers from their stern to bow, who
chuck their harpoons from a blank on the brow. But we use a state-of-the-art computer automated gyro-guided heat-seeking spear chucker now. Wailin', wailin', oh wow. Wailin', wailin' we go. Wailin', wailin' we go. Look lively, brother, our fortune doth flow from the briny below. The wind is arising in our sails today. We'll take what we need and throw 3 tons away. 'Cause women need perfume and I need to kill. Wailin', oh wailin', we'll chase the great humpback across storm and swell. We'll split sides open and breathe in the smell and chew on the blubber until we're not well. Wailin', wailin' like hell. A-wailin', wailin' we go.
Ever eat blubber?
A-wailin', wailin' we go.
It's good.
Look lively, brother, our fortune that flow from the briny below.
Tastes like chicken.
I dreamed that I butchered about 500 whales. I poked out their eyeballs and I bit off their tails. Then I wallowed around in their bloody entrails. Wailin', oh wailin', it's guts and it's guts and it's guts and it's guts. It's guts and it's guts and it's guts, guts and guts. It's guts, 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 and you know what?
Guts. Right.
Wailin', oh wailin', we'll wipe out the whales in a couple short years, and then we'll start killing Greenpeace volunteers. And then we'll pursue our artistic careers. Steady now, matey, yo-ho, for in the wailin', wailin' we go.
You know what?
What?
89.7 WITR Henrietta.
Modern music and more.
Modern music. And friggin' more. We're friggin' here. But we're only here for like one more song.
Yeah.
Because we leave at 3 o'clock.
Then we'll be back next week.
Next week.
Same time.
Same time. 1 to 3. Playing all kinds of comedy stuff. We got a winner.
We did, finally.
Woohoo! We got a winner. Somebody knew. He was damn close. They're coming to take me away, haha. Was originally done back in the mid-60s. Was originally done by Napoleon the 14th. Do you know what his real name was?
It's in that book behind you on the floor.
Yeah, I know. I was just wondering if
I don't know offhand.
It. Offhand. Anyway, he used to work in a mental institution.
Yeah.
And that inspired, like, the majority of his songs. Special. Have you ever heard Split Level Head?
Oh, yeah.
I love that
song. I need a copy of that.
I have a copy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I want to get that CD, though. That re-release that came out. Anyway, yeah, we're friggin' here for 2 more minutes. I'm going to tell you what we played. We played The Foreman with a Wailin'. We played The Frantics with Taekwondo Leap, Boot to the Head. We had all kinds of sketch comedy. We had Cheech and Chong with Let's Make a Dope Deal, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
I love that. Dead Alewives with Dungeons and Dragons by request. George Carlin with a little skit off one of his older albums called I Used to Be Irish Catholic. Monty Python with Bookshop. And I think that was that whole set. That was everything we played since last break. We're going to end with Stan Freberg doing his version of the Banana Boat song.
Oh, yes.
Because I like it so much. And damn it, I was going to have music in the background again, but I forgot. Oh, well.
I have to wait until next week.
And then that's it. Dee's not coming in tonight. So if any of you were tuning in hoping to hear Dee tonight, she's not going to be here because she has to get up early or something. But here, listen to Stan Freberg. I'm sure you've heard this. Well, you may have. Every once in a while I show it to someone, they're like, oh my god, I've heard this. I've heard this like when I was 4.
On the Electric Company.
Yeah, it used to be. It was on the Electric Company. It had a little cartoon that went with it. It was really great. Well, here it is, Stan Freberg.
Day-o! Day-o!
jungle. Yeah.
Wow, man. I'll have to ask you not to shout like that.
Well,
it's like right in my ear, man.
Well, it goes with the song.
Yeah, but don't holler in my ear,
well,
man.
Well, it's authentic calypso.
Yeah, but like
shout.
I stand next to me, man.
Well, the shout goes with the bongo drums.
Well, not my bongo drums, man. I mean, move away.
Well,
man.
I don't see why.
No. Stand over next to the guitar, man.
He sent me over here.
Yeah? Well, then sing soft, man. You know, I mean, like, wow.
Okay. Yeah!
It's too loud, man.
Yeah!
That's better.
He's a day, oh. Daylight come and me want go home.
Yeah, man.
Who work all night and a drink of rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stop banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Let's 6 foot, seven foot, eight foot,
man.
Foot.
Too loud, man. Too loud.
6 foot, seven
hold it,
foot,
man.
Eight
hold it, hold
foot,
it, man. My ears, like my ears. No, hold it, man.
It's
too shrill, man. It's too piercing.
Oh, well, I don't see why.
No, it's too piercing, man. It's too piercing.
Well, I got to do the shout.
No, man, it's too piercing. Like, I don't dig loud noises.
Well, you ruined the whole...
Piercing.
...record is what you do.
Yeah, well, tough. I'll take my bongos and go, man, because the whole thing is, like, bugging me anyhow.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. I won't
no,
shout.
I'm cutting,
no,
man,
no.
Like I didn't want to make this gig in the first place.
No, wait a minute. I'll be soft.
Yeah? Well, then back off of me, man. It's too piercing.
Okay. How's this? Yeah!
Too loud, man.
Okay.
Too loud, man. I can still hear you. Would you mind leaving the room?
Okay.
Crazy.
Daylight come and me want to go home. Daylight come and me want to go home. Hey, beautiful bunch of ripe banana.
Daylight come and me want to go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight, oh, man, don't sing about spiders. I mean, ooh, well, like I don't dig spiders.
Well, that's how the song goes. He goes, hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me want to go home.
Is that it? Can I leave now?
Oh, not yet. We got a big finish.
Hey. Yeah, man.
I locked myself out.
Crazy.
I come through the window.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
At this time, WITR temporarily concludes broadcasting. WITR is the non-commercial educational radio station of the Rochester Institute of Technology, licensed by the Federal Communications Commission to operate at 89.7 MHz with an effective radiated power of 910 watts. WITR is also authorized to operate auxiliary equipment at 950.5 MHz under the call sign WMG211, and at 455.25 MHz under the call sign KC25231. Our studios and offices are located in the lower level of the Student Union Building, and our transmitting facilities are atop Mark Ellingson Hall on RIT's main campus. The views and opinions expressed on WITR are not necessarily those of the Rochester Institute of Technology, and portions of our programming may have been pre-recorded. Questions and comments about these broadcasts may be directed to WITR Radio, P.O. Box 20563, Rochester, New York, 14602-0563. This is 89.7 WITR Henrietta, Modern Music and More.